I seem to have two different methods of writing depending on what I'm writing. The method that's of compelling, comprehensively absorbing interest to me is the process of writing fiction. How it starts with the germen of an idea, how that joins up with other basic notions about the characters, their situations, how those might develop. Then the actual writing, which can be, and often is, exhilarating, just about the best feeling in the world, at first. Thereafter, it's a slow but relentless downward parabola, usually reaching 0.00 about the time of publication, then continuing down into the minuses of boredom and distaste. I think I would rather read the Shades of Grey trilogy than reread one of my novels. Wait a minute, is that true? Yes, it is. Anyway, that's all rather by the by. Writing fiction is a solitary, private vice of sometimes pressing interest to me, but not necessarily to anyone else. However, I've found that writing non-fiction is different and a bit more normal. It's certainly not as manically up then down as fiction. It involves the same sort of process, whether I'm writing a non-fiction book or a piece of journalism. First I make notes, then sort them into some sort of order, and then into a general plan of sections and headlines, plus whatever first draft scribbles I've got going. Next, I pick the bit I'd most like to write about or find least difficult and take it from there, trying to add flesh to the bones of the plan, quite possibly leaving the bit labelled intro on the plan until late or even last. At this roughish first draft stage, I try not to worry too much about any pernickety stuff about spelling or to do any polishing, because once I've finished the entire thing, whether it's a book review of 600 words or an 80,000 word book, I go through it again and again and again. I don't know how many times. For a little book review, maybe 5 proper concentrated read-throughs, God knows. And for a book, well, hundreds. Each individual bit of that book, by the end, probably thousands. That doesn't feel like a boast, but a confession. I've discovered that there's nothing like writing a book to make me feel stupid. Another confession would be about what some time and motion study would reveal of my busy writing day. Because another thing I've found is that to be able to do something, anything at all, I have to have nothing. No appointments, no interaction with other humans, a silent house, a rubbish view out of the window. And for me, it takes a lot of nothing to do not so very much at all. A well-known and fairly prolific novelist once wrote with disarming honesty about his regular working day. In the mornings, he'd potter about with admin, emails, a spot of reading maybe, and then he'd have lunch. A good sit-down lunch at his local cafe, maybe a glass or two of wine, and then back to his desk. Or rather, the armchair beside his desk for a nap. Then he'd wake up, have a restorative cup of tea, then go to his desk and start to write. So, clocking in by, 3:30, 4? Then he'd write solidly, with pure focus, for about 45 minutes to take a well-earned break after all that hewing at the literary coalface, and returning sometime later for another 45 hard minutes of solid work. Closing his computer for the day at, say, 6, having done a good, solid hour and a half. I'm not quite as bad as that. Good grief, of course not. I mean, I rarely have wine for lunch.